Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, we've been talking about the World Cup, but Sue, did you know what happened with the Cardinals yesterday? Did you pay attention to that?
Oh, hideous.
Complete
just hideous.
Collapse. Yeah, so I'm watching the World Cup, and I see the score. I'm like, I don't even need to check in on the Cardinals game. And then the World Cup game ends, and the Cardinals score is a lot closer than 7-0. And did you know it was Arenado who tied the game with a home run?
Oh, I didn't know
that. He got us, and then we lost an extra inning. So that was a bad loss because you had the opportunity to take that first, you know, series after the All-Star break and do it in pretty, you know, dramatic fashion, and then you just completely blow the game yesterday. Now you got Dustin May, who can't pitch all of a sudden. A month ago, he was probably one of the more interesting players that could be traded from the Cardinals, and now they may have waited too long. I don't know. We'll find out from Frank Cusumano. He's going to join us here in just a little bit on this Monday afternoon. You know, you can start voting, like I think today or tomorrow. We're going to find out here. Kurt Barr, who is the Republican election official in St. Charles County. We have different, you know, counties and different places you may vote. They had a joint news conference today between St. Louis County and St. Charles County and the city as well. Kurt Barr is the Republican election director. Hey, Kurt, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm well. Thanks for having me back.
So now your job gets a little bit more intense. Tell us what the announcement was today, because even though Election Day is 2 weeks from tomorrow, we can start voting now, right? Or is it already underway or tomorrow?
So tomorrow is when the no-excuse in-person absentee voting begins. This is the two-week span of time before an election when voters can show up at the Election Authority office or one of our satellite vote centers and present their photo ID just like they do on Election Day, choose the party ballot that they want to vote on and put that paper ballot through the scanner, get their I voted sticker, and it's just like Election Day operation, but it's during those 2 weeks before the election. And so the St. Charles County Election Authority, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, all of us have satellite vote centers in our various jurisdictions. And, you know, St. Charles County residents can only vote in St. Charles County and vice versa for St. Louis County residents. So the conference was about the fact that the 2 weeks begins tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We all have vote centers and go to the appropriate website of the Election Authority to see when and where those vote centers are so that you can know where to go to go ahead and vote your ballot.
Sometimes I know the early voting, you know, the narrative from a national perspective, some people get concerned about that. But when it comes to voters themselves, they seemed rather, you know, and I'd like to vote ahead of time. I know that sometimes the criticism is, you know, if you wait until Election Day, you're going to know more about the candidates and the issues. But this is a convenience issue, Kurt, for a lot of these voters. So we've seen some indication that people really like this, right?
We've seen a lot of indication. St. Louis County, in November of 2024, they actually had more voters vote before Election Day than they did on Election Day. Here in St. Charles County, majority of our voters still vote on Election Day, but we want to make sure that as many of our St. Charles County voters have that opportunity to vote. And if they're busy working or busy with life, if they want to come in early and vote at the Election Authority office or one of the two satellite vote centers that we have, that they have that opportunity so they can get their voice heard this August 4th.
I think sometimes, you know, even people that are very well educated and they voted for a long time, sometimes they get a little intimidated and confused by the process. But this is one of those with the primary where you have to pick a ballot, right? A Democrat or Republican. We're not a state where we register as Democrats or Republicans, but we do have different ballots. So there's different choices on those ballots in the city and in St. Louis County and St. Charles County, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the Missouri has the two major parties, Republican, Democratic. A Libertarian Party is recognized. And we also have what's called nonpartisan. No candidates are on a nonpartisan ballot. It's those four statewide ballot measures and then maybe any other local ballot measures that may be in your jurisdiction. And so some people, if they really don't want to vote for candidates, but they want to vote for those ballot measures, they can choose that nonpartisan ballot and vote just the ballot measures.
Yeah, I guess I forgot that that was available as well. So that's interesting. Look, you know, the story when it comes to elections really, I guess, took place a couple of months ago during the California primary, where it all became very stunning to, I think, a large portion of the country, including me, and maybe they haven't voted all the or counted all the votes yet, that it was taking forever and ever to count votes. We don't really have, I know we've had some snafus, Kurt, we've had some things that have come up, but what would the expectations rather be when it comes to counting the votes? Are these votes, by the way, that are either cast starting tomorrow or absentee, those will be counted before the election closes or when things close on election night?
So when you vote your paper ballot at the satellite vote center or the election authority office, you're putting your paper ballot in that scanner. And so it's being recorded at that time. Then on election day, we will shut down those machines and aggregate those vote totals after 7 o'clock when the polls close with the rest of the with the vote totals from all the precinct voting. Where we saw a lot of issue in California, which we don't see here in Missouri, is that vote by mail issue. Whereas here in Missouri, we can start on election day, first thing in the morning, counting the absentee ballots by mail, so that by the time the polls close, we have already counted those ballots and we can add those to the total because they have to be in our possession by the time the polls close. We don't have that extended time to receive ballots by mail like California did, which caused a delay for their reporting.
Yeah, mainly because that's ridiculous that they have that option out in California, I would say. So these votes will be counted. I mean, we'll have results because it's a primary election relatively early in the evening, between 9 or 10, would you anticipate, or does it just depend?
It always depends, but generally, most of the time, by 9, 10 o'clock at the latest, we have either everything reported or we're at 90% plus reported by the 10 o'clock news hour.
Awesome. Well, look, we're featuring some of the St. Charles County executive candidates. I had Bill on the other day. Steve Ellman's coming in tomorrow. We had Jason Law on. So we're focusing on a lot of stuff that's happening out there in St. Charles. If anyone has confusion questions, anything like that, Kurt, where do they go?
The Election Authority Office is sccmo.org/election authority. We have all the information, times and places of our absentee voting polling locations, as well as information about the website, the sample ballot lookup, how to find your polling place. All that information is on our website.
Hey, are you still, Rick Stream comes on from St. Louis County every once in a while. I know him pretty well, and they're looking for, you know, poll workers. Are you still in a situation where you need volunteers or not?
We have the August election fully staffed. We're always looking for more because we need more judges in November. So if there's anybody, Republican or Democratic, who wants to be a poll worker, again, they can go to our same website, and there's a sign-in sheet on our website for becoming a poll worker. We're always looking to recruit more. We just had a training session this morning, and we had about a quarter of the class was brand-new people. This is their first election, so they were in training today to learn the process. It'll be paired up with a more experienced election judge to be able to pass out those ballots and check photo IDs on election day.
Awesome. Kurt, thanks for the information. Good luck with everything in the next couple of weeks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for what you
do. All right, take care. Frank Cusimano is coming up here in a couple of minutes. We're going to talk about the World Cup, the Cardinals blowing that lead, and some of the other things related to sports. But this is new. Fred gave me this. He knows that I'm a big football fan of Mizzou and college football in general. The SEC kicked off. This is such a great feeling after the World Cup and after the All-Star game. Football is just weeks away, Sue.
Yeah, that's true.
For those of us who love that game, that is my beautiful game. It really is. But the SEC, they do this in all the conferences. They have the media day. So it's kind of the big rollout, and all the coaches get up there and they talk about things. And one of the big topics of conversation, it will continue to be a topic, is the college football playoff format, because some coaches like it, some coaches don't like it. Here's Coach Drink talking about that at SEC Media Days a short while ago.
Well, the problem is we have a human committee that has no standard set of structure of how they're going to select. They're all human beings. They all have implicit bias. So now we're going to go from 7 to 11, and we think that's going to solve the problem. Until we figure out what exactly the standards are, I don't think that's good.
He's not been one to be shy about his opinions of the state of the game. There's no doubt about that.
I think we should go back and try to find more ways to include teams. How do we get more people involved? Because that's better for the players. That's better for the player experience to have more people involved in the potential to play for a championship. And it's better for the fan bases. I think we all would agree that the four college football playoff games at home campuses was a huge win for college football. We need to expand that opportunity, that energy and excitement.
Obviously, they are expanding it, but I think that he wants to expand it even more. Huh. Then the question becomes, does it get watered down? Look, they're doing this in the NCAA basketball tournament, and I understand that it's exciting for the fans and everything, but at a certain point, you do kind of have to have, you know,
right.
Some even in the World Cup, they're doing this now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what does the regular season do for you? And the SEC has, you know, opened up its schedule now where we're playing more opponents, and it is going to be tough even for some of the top-tier teams.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
In the league, which is probably why he's talking about this, because you could
have to think that's
well, because
why.
You can have a really, you know, maybe even an average record compared to other teams out there that might have a better record, but you're talking about some of the toughest competition out there in all of sports. Anyway, something to consider, and I'm sure Frank is paying attention to the SEC media days. The other big story of the weekend was Bryson DeChambeau and his effort to, was it cheat or do something else on Friday? That kind of rolled into the weekend.
Oh, it did.
Well, here's what the big question is, and I don't think this happened. I'll ask Frank. There is reporting out there, and I'm always suspicious about reporting, that he wanted to call President Trump over this controversy with the penalty. Now, okay, that's what I say. I have a very difficult time believing that that's true. And by the way, if it is true, I can see it being a joke.
Yes.
Where Bryson says something like, look, maybe I'll call the president, you know, like the red card.
So exactly.
But there's like Golf Week and some of the, you know, publications that should have these stories buttoned up are reporting that today. We'll talk to Frank.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.